this and they don't pick them this way because that hall of flesh will fall off.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That means that they'd still be alive, that place would come off.
How awful.
You know, that fire is terrible, terrible.
Mm-hmm.
People burn up all every year. There's so many people burned up. But that's something that, you know, it don't haunt me, but that's a...
Yeah, because you weren't a child. You were grown.
And these two pilots that, there's two men, one pilot. Everybody, it's been about a minute, they just took off and they crashed about a half a mile. And of course, something's told me not to move, but I didn't go up there to see it. But some of my friends, girlfriends, and all them run up there to see this. What happened? They were doing this, it's about 100 feet above the ground, they were doing this wing over. Took that plane and turned it completely over. And when you do that, it'd drop a little bit. They get misguessed it. And when it got level, it was close to the ground, it just hit that ground like that.
Ooh.
Black dirt went up in the air. You just looked like a cloud of black mud.
Mm.
And then the next thing was white steam.
Hmm.
The next thing, that thing just popped.
Mm.
The biggest blaze of fire you ever saw. And these girls went up there and they said, I'm glad you didn't go. They said that's off the side. Them two boys were strapped in their seats. And it was, you know, they were just like they were, it just happened to turn just right. And they was flat on the ground, you know. And they were sitting up there, burned all. They burned up sitting there, couldn't get out. It didn't kill them when it hit the ground.
Yeah.
But the fire burned them alive, and they're sitting in the cockpits.
Well,
they said that's hard to walk the same there. So
I'm sure.
I didn't go. Just a little piece up from where it crashed.
Huh. Where was this?
That was during the war.
Mm.
In the 40s. I don't know what year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can tell
you. I think it's 44.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the president of Syria, Montgomery Ward, of son, was one of the men in it.
Okay.
They were on a bomb drive, you know. They were showing, you know, traveling over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they never let that stopped all that. The government stopped them doing that.
Hmm.
Well, they should have never done that. They said, now watch it. We're going to do what they call a wing over.
Mm-hmm.
They fly like this, and they just cut that thing, and just turn complete flip, and keep going. But every time the wing get this way, of course, it hadn't got no lift.
It dropped.
And there's a little hill there about 10 feet high.
Ooh,
and they didn't clear that hill, and just sat down in there and burned them up a lot. And then I just went on by, of course, the bar, you know. It wasn't far from going, I wouldn't go there.
Get in there, you know, and you know it.
Are they usable again?
Usable thing?
Oh, they're necessary for the operation, isn't
it? I guess you can,
I guess
you can stick them back in there to see, make sure nobody, you know.
Well, I wouldn't know. Now, all I know is real to real.
Yeah, and what do you, there's real to real, and then what do you call this kind?
That's a cassette, or I call it a cassette.
Yeah, okay. What else? Ever heard it called anything else?
No, I never own one. I read every word and study every part of it when I get an instrument.
Yeah.
Get the instruction book and find the barn diagram and everything.
Oh, really? Huh.
So I'll know something about what's happening.
Uh-huh.
You know, I wish you could see my tape recorder. That thing weighs over 50 pounds.
Gosh.
That's when they made stuff. They don't make stuff anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Temporary stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
This is metal that never rusts. I don't like the metal they use in that thing.
Huh.
Not stainless steel. They know. See, we can make things good. We would do it.
Yeah.
Made like the airplanes. You know, we make good airplanes. We don't make good cars.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that funny?
Well, because they expect them to wear out like a pair of pants, you know, to buy you know.
Yeah.
They can make them permanent. One, they was talking about them diesels made in Germany, Mercedes-Benz and all that. I was reading yesterday's paper. They give these people brand new one. If they had the old one that had the oldest car, one that had the most miles on it. And some of them cars had, some of them had around 1,000,000 miles on them. Some of them 800,000 miles still running.
Amazing.
See?
Amazing.
And that's a German car. We could do the same thing.
Yeah.
Even better. That